America, thank you for calling. This is Delilah. What can I do for you?
Yes, I was wanting to dedicate a song, actually, to my husband. He's awesome. That's the only word I can really think to, you know, describe it. But I just wanted to dedicate a song to him to let him know how much I really love him and how much he means to me, because I don't think I say it enough.
So do you not say it enough because you have a hard time articulating your feelings, or just because you get busy in life and you forget to slow down and express your emotions?
I get busy. We have two kids. And, you know, when we first got married, everybody gave us maybe a year because I was only 18 when we got married. But, I mean, 8 years later, and, I mean, we've been through everything, Delilah. I mean, you name it, we've been there. You know, we've been homeless, we've gone hungry, we've had no vehicle. I just lost my mother a year ago, and, you know, we needed the money, from another source of income. But my husband was more concerned about me taking that year to spend with my mom. So, you know, we went through a lot of financial trouble so that I could be with my mom. I don't even have the words to explain, you know, how much I love him. 8 years later, we're still going strong, so we must be doing something right.
Well, let me see if I can't add a note of romance to your night. You're definitely doing something right, and I'll see if I can't set your night to music and give you that extra ability to share your emotions through a song.
Okay, thank you very much.
Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within, and I've been there before. That life's a bore, so full of the superficial. Search for a fountain. The promise is forever young. You know, some people need 3 dozen roses, and that's the only way to prove you love them. Hand me the world on a silver platter, and cares for. Ooh, said nothing in this whole world don't mean a thing if I ain't got you with me, baby.
Our Delilah Dilemma tonight is sponsored by Eyes of Faith Optical, the company that makes my own eyeglasses. They've become great friends of this program and of Point Hope, a charity I created 20 years ago. Point Hope is a voice for forgotten children here at home and worldwide. If you wear glasses like I do, give Eyes of Faith Optical a look for your next pair of glasses. You'll love the styles you can choose from, and you'll love the words of inspiration you'll find printed where only you can see them. Their website is eofoptical.com. That's eofoptical.com. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Kayla, who says, I'm about to be 27 and I still haven't found the one, in capital letters, the one for me. I'm starting to lose hope that there is anyone out there. I desperately want to build a family. I want to have a home, a dog, and all of those normal things. Starting to feel that maybe I am not worthy of the love of another. I would do anything for my soulmate. I know that God is supposed to bring you your person at the right time, but I can't help but feel everyone around me gets to be happy with someone, and yet it's not my turn. I'm really trying not to give up, but it's so hard. Got any words of comfort or advice from Kayla? Oh, yes, I do, young lady. Stay tuned for my words coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
One common misconception about any type of relationship is that it has to be easy to be right. The truth is, the best relationships happen when both people put in the time, love, and commitment to make them great. That might look like scheduling regular calls to keep up with a long-distance friend, improving communication with a partner, adapting to a colleague's working style, or reconciling a difference in values with a parent. But working on your relationships isn't easy, and sometimes you need a little support to navigate the most difficult and challenging parts, and that's where therapy can help. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime for no charge. There are so many different relationships in your life. Give them all some love with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tool today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tool for 10% off your first month.
Hey, let's get out of here. With Audible, we could root for a lone astronaut as he tries to save Earth from disaster. Maybe go for a run with the founder of the world's biggest sneaker brand. We could get the tea on the real-life media mogul succession drama. Or find out what life is really like for an Oscar-winning actress. I mean, with Audible, we could go anywhere. There's more to imagine when we listen. Hear the latest audiobooks, podcasts, and originals at audible.com.
Some people just know the best places to eat around town. Those are the people who know to choose Allstate. They know exactly where to go to get exactly what you're wanting. They know where to find the spiciest hot pot, the gooeyest brownies, and the tenderest, most flavorful portobello steak. Those people also know that safe drivers save 40% with Allstate.
Saving 40% is based on the national average premium savings for Allstate auto customers with a clean driving record versus those without. Savings vary by state and vary based on how you buy, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
KZST.
brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world you do. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
If you've been a listener for a while, then you already know what KZST is all about. You're going to hear the biggest variety of music, and you're going to hear about the good things in life. Because KZST is all about Sonoma County, and KZST is all about you.
Thank you.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Kayla, who is feeling left behind, like everybody else gets to be in love but her. Kayla, the thing that startles me about your letter is where you say, "I'm starting to feel that maybe I'm not worthy of love from another." Honey, you are so worthy. You are so worthy, and that scares me, because if you truly believe that, you will lower your standards. Desperate to be loved, you will lower your standards and partner with somebody who's not good for you. So please don't do that. Please don't do that. I know you got a biological clock that's going tick-tock, tick-tock, and you're thinking, "I've only got 10 years to figure this out." Stop that. Stop thinking that way, and instead get fully involved in your life. Go do the things you love. If you love to skate, go skating. If you're a boarder, go boarding. If you love to identify birds, join a bird watching group. If you love to paint, sign up for some paint classes. If you love to sculpt, go find a studio where you can throw clay with other people. Go get involved, Kayla, with your life and your passions. And when you do that, guess what? You're going to find like-minded people who share similar interests. And guess what? You just might find love in the process of learning how to sculpt a clay pot. I don't know. But what I do know is that you are worthy of love. You are worthy of being cherished and being treated like a queen. So don't settle, don't compromise, and don't be impatient. Just live your life fully, and in doing so, you are going to meet a lot of awesome people.
Disguises altruism.